All right, so this is this week's NFL Picks are brought to you by BookSeats.com, custom flight, hotel, and ticket packages to events around the world. BookSeats.com, simplifying the way fans travel. So here it is, the NFL Picks. What's the record, 23 and 30 you guys are, you and Al's brother?
Something like 22 and 30, yeah. I think
What is the number?
23. Hayes is leading 30 to 23.
30 to 23. Hayes is ahead. Okay, so normally... Jamie somehow sits this whole thing out. I don't know how you manage to get.
You're
Switzerland in this whole thing, so yeah. I don't get that. But so it's Al Dog. They make the picks, and then against Hayes.
That's it. That's okay. So now, I don't know how this started. What the hell happened?
So Hayes is
just sick. Stupid banter.
So now he didn't text me the picks. He texted them to you. Did he? Oh.
Yep. Which I gave to the grappler behind the glass.
Okay.
Who
so
in turn should have given them to you.
Okay, so who had the pick last night?
We had the pick.
And you?
Yep.
So you have the Indy Buffalo pick,
Buffalo.
You have the Sunday Nighter as well.
Okay, so I'm going to make my pick, and then if Hayes agrees with it, that's the pick. If not, we'll have to sort it out. Okay, so it's the Colts at Buffalo. The Colts are favored by 7.
Bills favored by 7.
So Bills are favored by 7. The Colts are getting 7 points. I'm taking the Colts.
And the points. You are right with Brian Hayes.
Okay, so we got the Colts. We're taking the 7 point. Okay, so now the next one is the...
Well, let's just hang on a sec. Let's rewind here.
Why do you like the Colts? You can't just take the Colts and not explain why you're taking them. Why do you like the Colts?
Well, seven's a big number. The Bills aren't, you know... A touchdown's a lot for me. For a team like Buffalo, that has not blown people's doors off yet. And Indy's... been better of late, so I'm hesitant to give more than 7 points a lot.
And that's fair. It's a tough number to beat. It's a big spread, and obviously everyone knows I'm a Colts fan, so I'm hoping that the Colts cover this one and hopefully they win it outright. But I don't know. They barely beat the Jaguars last week. They took them right down to the wire, realistically. And if you take a look at the spread and kind of what Buffalo has been able to do in their last 5 games against the Colts, they're 3-1-1 against the Colts. So Colts not really been able to play with the Bills right now. And the Bills, 7-2-1 against the spread in their last 10 home games. And the Bills got a top 5 defense, top 5 offense, number 1 defense.
But Indy's been better, and Indy also had the terrible start. Indy was 0-3.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been... I just... A team trending like that, I don't like giving more than a touchdown.
I simplify this, and I think Buffalo is going to blow the doors off of Indy. And
okay.
I love Hayes' selection.
And mine.
Josh Allen, unfortunately, Carson Wentz.
Yes.
Am I right, O? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you guys now have the pick for the 4 o'clock game, which is
Dallas and Kansas City. The Chiefs favored by 2 points at home. So that's the game that we got going on here. This is a bit of a toughie. I'm not gonna lie, just because the Chiefs were just god awful for a while there. They were so putrid, and then they came out and they just laid a beating on the Raiders last week. But I'm not sure if I'm so sold that they're completely back. I don't know if I am. I like the Cowboys here as the road dogs at +2.5. The Cowboys are 8-1 against the spread this season, 4-0, perfect 4-0 on the road. The Chiefs have yet to cover at home this season, so I do like the Cowboys to go in. They've got the number 4 passing team, number 1 rushing team, but the top offense overall, and the Chiefs defense has been leaky. I think that they're going to go in there. I think they could get the victory.
That's our pick.
We have to accept it, right? We have to accept.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What if you don't agree?
We rarely
disagree.
Well, in this
particular case, we're always on the same page.
What if you guys pick a game and then Hayes doesn't agree? Like Hayes wants to pick the same way.
No. It's our selection.
He doesn't have a choice. Okay.
But
so
why?
Dallas
why,
is
what,
our
what are you
pick.
Worried about there, O?
I don't know. Doesn't what Kansas City did to Vegas, isn't that kind of something where you're like, doesn't that get your attention where they're kind of back and they're feeling mojo? You saw Kelsey's interview after the game. He's feeling it. Isn't KC back? Isn't that one game enough?
Yeah, but
for
they
you
beat they beat the Giants, the Raiders, and Green Bay without Rodgers.
Yeah, like I'm not sold on them yet. You know what I mean? Like they went and they beat them, and they beat them pretty good. But the Raiders, there's just so much going on with them.
This is a statement game for Kansas City. I think they're a good team. I do think they'll cover.
I just don't see it happening. I really don't. I think the Dallas Cowboys are for real. I think the Cowboys are legit this year, and they're coming out. They're playing well. They just blew the doors off of the Falcons. It was, what, 45-3 or something like that? They're clicking, man. This team is so good. And I mean, if Kansas City can't get stops, that defense is not a team that can come back. They only play well with the lead. We saw that. I just don't think that Kansas City's going to be able to get out to a large enough lead where that defense is going to be effective. And I think that this is going to be a high-scoring affair, and I believe that the Cowboys are going to come out in front.
All right. Next up, the Sunday Nighter. This is Pittsburgh at San Diego, and the line is Chargers by 6.
I've been in San Diego for a couple of years now there, Gord.
For me?
LA.
The Chargers. Yeah, I'll say the Brooklyn Dodgers next. You can kick me off the show. The Los Angeles Chargers, home to the Steelers. I'm going to take the Chargers and give the 6. What does Hayes say?
Hayes is saying Chargers.
So we agree.
So how big of a difference to you is the -6 line and the 7 line? Like, obviously it's a full point, but that's also a pretty big spread there. You feel comfortable with the Chargers?
I feel more comfortable with that. I think also East Coast going to West Coast. Mm. I'm a little more inclined to lean that way. I'm a big fan. I think the Chargers are a good team. And I'm comfortable giving 6. Now, it's funny you'd say that. If the line was 7...
It's funny, isn't it? Just 1 point can make a big difference.
It's a mental barrier that it probably shouldn't matter, but I like the Chargers.
Look, this is going to be a difficult game for Pittsburgh to cover. I'll be honest. I think it's going to be difficult. They're going to be missing T.J. Watt, no Joe Hayden, Minka Fitzpatrick's in COVID protocol, not expected to play. Big Ben might not play either, who missed last week with COVID protocol. He's got to go through the same hoops as Rodgers did to get back into this one. So there's a lot of chips stacked up against the Steelers to win this week. However, a couple of trends, and you talk about some trends that you liked when you were talking about the Colts. Well, how about the underdog being 4-0 in the last four meetings between these two. The road team 4-0 against the spread in the last four meetings between these two, all of which go towards the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the Chargers have an off. Well, I don't think. I know. They have the worst rush defense in the league. 32nd, ranked 32nd, giving up 155 yards. This could be a big game for Najee Harris, the rookie running back out of Alabama. He could have a big game here and keep this one close. And I think if he has a big performance, I think the Steelers have a good chance to cover this number.
Wouldn't you agree, Al's brother, that with Mike Tomlin, it seems like the Steelers, they can dig deep and pull out a big victory. I believe the first game of the year, they marched into Buffalo and took down the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. So that aspect I like about the Steelers. Right.
So are you comfortable with your picks? You're happy?
I'm happy. I leave it to my guy there. He's a professional. All right. So, we don't have a winning record, but I trust
him. Hang on. 2 months ago, he's on waivers. You were like
those were dark times. Al's brother, you'll even admit that those were dark times.
Those were dark times, but a lot of real good players have been on waivers and come back.
Hang on. Weren't you on waivers a couple of days ago?
No. This is a couple of weeks ago, I guess.
Hang on. Before the Patriots game, am I not correct? Keith, can you fill me in here?
It's tough to keep track, but I feel like at least once a week you're on waivers.
No.
I'm pretty sure that's been the case since September. Am I wrong? Going back to last year, you were on waivers.
I think it's been a couple of weeks, though. Like, we went on a solid run where we were winning 4 or 6 games a week.
We did a decent run,
and then last weekend.
You were 0-3 last week.
Last weekend was a little brutal.
Hang on. Hold on. We're on a roll. We're getting better. We're coming on. You were 0-3 last week.
But before that, we were doing well. And
pressure on, having to produce is different than waivers. This week's a big transition week for us.
We have hats now. This is the first week since we got the hats, since O-Dog.
You are sweating bullets out of that hat, by
absolutely.
The way.
But ever since O-Dog brought these hats out on Monday, we're undefeated. I would just like to point that out.
Okay, hats are exactly huge, right. Too. That's like if you ask for $1 million salary or that hat full of nickels, I think I'd take the hat.
So to recap, Al Dog won last night with the Patriots.
Big win.
The 1 o'clock game on Sunday, Hayes and I guess by extension, have the Colts +7 at Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
The 4 o'clock game, Al Dog has the Cowboys. And 2.5 points at Kansas City. correct? And on the Sunday nighter, Hayes and I are giving the 6 points on the L.A. Chargers.
Yep.
Home to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. Those are the picks. They're locked in.
Locked in.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, oh. I'm feeling good about this.
How are you
weekend.
Feeling going into last week?
Well, it doesn't matter. Eh.
You never talk about the bad beats. You
exactly.
never talk about
okay.
the bad beats.
Just like Jalen Hurts always says.
Okay.
You flush it, you move on.
Okay. This week's NFL picks were brought to you by BookSeats.com. Custom flight, hotel, and ticket packages to events around the world. BookSeats.com, simplifying the way fans travel.